The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." And he said to them, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I finish my course. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish away from Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is forsaken. And I tell you, you will not see me until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, hopefully your Lenten journey and your Lenten disciplines are going well and are bearing fruit. We're already a week and a half here now into Lent. And, the call of Lent is not a very popular message, is it? Right? It's the call to repentance. It's the call to take seriously our sins. In the gospel reading I read for you, if you'd look in Luke, in that 13th chapter, at the passage right before it, I think it's one of the scariest sections of Scripture that there is. Jesus was asked a question: "Will many be saved?" And listen to how Jesus responds. "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door saying, 'Lord, open to us,' then he will answer you, 'I do not know where you come from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil.' In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. And people will come from east and west and from north and south and recline at table in the kingdom of God." That's pretty scary. Especially if you're a person who wants just nothing more than a rather casual relationship with Jesus. If you're the kind of person who thinks, "I'm good, I'm pretty religious. Hey, I'm at church." Maybe you should think again. Listen to these words again. "Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able." So then you have our passage tonight, which comes right on the heels of this passage that should literally put the fear of God in us. And what we then hear in this next part of the reading tonight shows us the real desire of Jesus' heart. It's not that Jesus desires to cast us out where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. The passage begins with the Pharisees coming to warn Jesus that Herod wants to kill him. And Jesus takes it as another opportunity to talk about his three-day appointment in Jerusalem that's coming up, where he's going to suffer and give his life to die for us, and he'll be buried and then rise again on the third day. But as he finishes talking from that, he launches into this gut-wrenching lament. And Jesus uses probably one of the most tender images in all of Scripture. And as he says these words, I'm hoping you can just kind of hear Jesus sort of crying out, desperate from the depths of his heart. "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often I would have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. Now, Jesus is using an image that's all over the place in the Old Testament. Psalm 57, for example, "Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge till the storms of destruction pass by." Jerusalem, Jerusalem, "I'm so willing," says Jesus, "but you're not willing." Jerusalem, think about that. God's city, if you know the Old Testament, God's city with its temple and priests, and it's full of religious people. But Jerusalem had a reputation of rejecting the prophets and even putting them to death, and you heard that in the first reading about the prophet Jeremiah, and now that city is going to reject Jesus and they're going to put him to death. How can a bunch of religious people so resist God, so stubbornly, vehemently, violently resist him like that? How can good religious people find themselves shut outside the door? Maybe we never really wanted to enter. I mean, I bet if I asked you right now by a show of hands, and you don't have to do it, but if I asked you, you know, how many of you want Jesus? How many of you want to go to heaven? We all raise our hands, right? Better than the alternative. But what about, do we really want him now? Or are our lives so busy and so occupied, and so we want something else now? Right now, I want something. Yeah, I want Jesus, you know, later on, in heaven later on. But right now, I got other things going on. And so what we do is we sort of keep Jesus at arm's length, right? We do this. We strike the Heisman pose. I know it's March Madness season. I'm out of seasons or whatever. But, you know, we're doing football tonight, all right? So you strike the Heisman pose, right? You're giving Jesus the stiff arm. If you don't know what I'm really talking about, I've got a little highlight film I want to show. Well, so that's a really great move if you're playing the game of football, right? But not so much in the spiritual life. I want you to think of this football as whatever it is in your life that, yeah, I want Jesus later on, but right now this is what I really want. I don't want to put this down, right? This is what I want to hang on to. And I think what Jesus wants to do is sort of take me down, and he wants to take it away from me. But this is what I really, really want in my life right now. And so I'm giving Jesus the stiff arm, you know, the Heisman pose, keeping him away from what I'm really driving at and what I'm going for. Here's the problem, friends. Jesus is either Lord over everything in your life, or he's not your Lord, period. So what is this? What is this in your life? What's in your heart, in your life, in your priorities, that you're just keep on keeping Jesus at that distance? Here's the thing. Jesus isn't trying to tackle you, right? He's not trying to take you down. Jesus so respects your free will, your choices, that if you don't want to let go of this, if you don't want to put it down, he's not going to make you. He's not going to tackle you. He's not going to take you down. I mean, if he was going to, do you think your puny little arm would break that tackle? Of course not. No, he's not trying to tackle you. What does he say to us tonight? No, he's more like the hen who wants to gather her chicks, to bring them protection and comfort, cover. But you got to be willing. You got to be willing to go under the wings. The irony is this. To enter through that narrow door I was talking about isn't some super heroic, virtuous effort of your own. And the reason why nobody, not very many, make it through is because most people just can't make the cut. Wrong. Wrong. You know what it is? It's letting down your guard. It's stopping your resistance. It's stopping your stubbornness. To use a football term, it's to take a knee. I'm not talking about the national anthem controversy. I'm talking about You take the knee to let go of the down because you're going to stop driving the football towards your goal. You're going to surrender. And it's only when you do that, then, that you can come under His wings, under His protection. The reason why few enter through the narrow door, because they're not humble enough to do that. My friends, one of the great gifts that Jesus gave to His church is the sacrament of confession. It is precisely in confession that we learn to live out our repentance. Many of us are too scared, or we're too embarrassed, or we're too ashamed of what we've done. Others of us are stubborn and resistant. And others of us are just too arrogant. We think to ourselves, I'm good. I don't really need that. I don't do too many things that are that bad. But here's the thing. You can either wait till the end of time, and you will pay for your sins, and you're going to find yourself shut outside the door, locked out. Or you can get down on your knees and humble yourself and repent of your sins and let Jesus pay for your sins right now with what He's done for you on that cross. You can let yourself right now come under His wings. I want to give you a minute just to think about this and pray about it. What does this football represent in your life? I know you don't want to let go of it. Neither do I. But you got to make up your mind. Either you're going to keep on stiff-arming Jesus, or you're going to take a knee and repent. Jesus is not trying to tackle you. He wants to take you under the shelter of His wings. I mean, just look at that cross. His wings are spread wide open to you right now, inviting you. Are you willing?